All right, it is the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels, back for another riveting week, Super Tuesday. How exciting is that? What is this? Well, it's the day that Donald Trump is probably going to finally mop the floor and get rid of Nikki Haley once and for all. The amount of delegates that are up is close to, I think, 900. So Nikki Haley is at around 19. Donald Trump is over 100. So this should finally be the end of all of this nonsense that we have the warmongers trying to support Nikki Haley, and then we've got everybody else supporting Donald Trump. You've got places like Iowa, Vermont, Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama, Maine, Massachusetts, on and on and on. We can go. So all of this will be wrapped up at around midnight Eastern, once Alaska is closed. California closes up at 11 p.m. Eastern time. But the soonest one is over in Iowa. That closes at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So let's wrap this thing up. Let's bury that old warmongering hag and let's throw her into the dustbin of history as one of the most miserable, sniveling, little, awful, awful human beings I've ever had the displeasure of witnessing to be up on the political stage, otherwise known as Nikki Haley. Goodbye. Nobody cares about you. Please get your warmongering ass out of here. And get this. This was shocking. Speaking of warmongering assholes, Victoria Nuland, beady-eyed pig and war criminal, coming from Dick Cheney's era, she has decided to retire. Now, if you don't know what she's really responsible for, well, look no further than the utter destruction that's been going on in the Ukraine between NATO and Russia. This is the architect, Victoria Nuland. She is the one that created this whole situation. She is this person that is responsible for all kinds of color revolutions throughout the world. This person should be behind bars and tried in front of The Hague. But of course, they won't do that because The Hague only goes after people that run counter to NATO and the United States. But this person is the most responsible person for the most amount of death and destruction we've seen over the past couple of years. Going back to 2014, when this fat pig was responsible for overthrowing the government of the Ukraine and literally putting in neo-Nazis, as the real holders of power in the Ukraine. And everybody wonders why Russia is so upset about the whole thing. I don't know. Could it be because of Victoria Nuland? Do you know why she is retiring now? It's because she has been a massive flop. That's right. The Ukraine is going down the tubes. Everybody knows it. Doesn't matter how much more money they're going to throw into that place. It is done. And I would not be surprised at all if Putin, through unofficial channels, has set out there and put out his feelers and said, guess what? If you don't effing stop, we're going to level the place. Or, guess what, guys? The party is over. There is going to be a massive offensive in about 3 weeks, 3 to 6 weeks, and you guys won't have anything left. You won't have your bio labs, which research weapons of mass destruction of the chemical and biological varieties, supported and funded by the Hunter Biden network. Yes, you won't have those anymore. And we're going to release all of the information that we've had on those. I hope that's what happens. But Secretary Blinken, Secretary Blinken has eulogized Ms. Nuland by saying her efforts have been indispensable to confronting Putin's full-scale invasion of the Ukraine. This is not a full-scale invasion, I'm sorry. Marshaling a global coalition to ensure his strategic failure. That did not happen. If anything happened, it has been a massive strategic failure on a macro and micro level of the United States, the United Kingdom, and the rest of NATO. Those are the groups that have been suffering from a massive strategic failure and helping Ukraine work toward the day when it will be able to stand strongly on its own feet, democratically, economically, and militarily. Good effing luck with that. Democratically, really? You have Zelensky, who is backed by the Nazis and the Azov battalions. he has stopped calling for elections. Yes, that's right. No more elections. He has shut down Russian Orthodox churches. He has been extremely unfriendly towards anybody that speaks Russian. Oh, yes, that's very democratic of the Ukraine. A glittering jewel of democracy over there. Economically, they wouldn't survive without the United States and the EU just dumping hundreds of billions of dollars in there. Without that support, there would be no economic Ukraine. And militarily, need we go on? I mean, how many tanks has the Russians destroyed? They have a severe manpower issue that the Ukrainians cannot rectify unless NATO decides to put its own troops over there. And if they do that, well, that's it. The table is going to be flipped, and then NATO will have a serious problem. One of the big things that they didn't want to reveal was that the United States has given their tank, the M1 Abrams, over to the Ukrainians, and they did not put those tanks into battle for the longest time. And do you know why? It's because they knew those tanks would be destroyed by $500 Russian drones. And what have we seen over the past week? Why, three of the mainstay of the American tank forces have been destroyed. As soon as they pop out, they are obliterated by $500 Russian drones. That's all it takes. How expensive are these tanks? How much money has the Americans lost on these investments of the Abrams? Now, to be fair, most of these tanks have had American technology stripped out of them. These are the export versions of the Abrams tanks. So all of the fun technology is not in there any longer, and basically they're just tin cans with barrels on them, and that's what the Ukrainians got. But here we go. Victoria Nuland, out, out, out. Goodbye. She hates the EU, we hate her, and she cannot leave fast enough. But you have to understand how these swamp creatures truly work. If they are leaving their current position of power, and she has played ball for the warmongers for as long as she's been alive, she is going to land on her substantial feet. I can only imagine what the PSI of that landing is going to be with this pig. So where is she going next? What other destructive forces is she going to rally to enforce whatever it is she's got next on her agenda? I would suspect that if she is one of the major architects of a color revolution in a country like the Ukraine, and we are currently in a 2024 election cycle, I wouldn't be surprised if her efforts are now turned onto the domestic front, and we are going to be looking at another color style revolution, quite similar to the ones that we saw back in 2020 and 2022, and the one we saw in 2014 in the Ukraine. Another potential traitorous, seditionist, fat pig is coming home here, and we have to deal with her. Much like, I don't know if you saw this story, much like we saw a rogue employee of Veterans Affairs come out and say the iconic photograph of the sailor kissing the woman at the end of World War II should be removed from all Veterans Affairs facilities. Now, this is a very, very well-known photograph. And do you know why this email went out? Well, it's not inclusive enough. And all of the backpedaling ensued once that little bomb was thrown into the midst of everybody. Because how could you remove a photograph, a black and white photograph like this, from everywhere? You can't do it. It's iconic. It is timeless. It is saying that the end of the Second World War is here. Everybody is happy about it. And I'm going to put a lip lock on a lady. That's what that represents. Immediately, everyone, Secretary Dennis McDonough of Veterans Affairs, had to come out and do damage control and say, no, this picture is staying there. Nobody's removing anything. They, yesterday, released a picture of the Veterans Affairs employee that decided to write this atrocious missive. And she is another unfortunate looking bombastic Zeppelin that probably hasn't gotten laid in at least 15 years. Of course, she's going to say something like that because she's probably jealous. I can't imagine the last time somebody put any kind of lip lock on her. So luckily enough, this is going to remain. Meanwhile, you know, the same kinds of people, they're all about inclusivity. They're all about putting trans people in schools for drag time, was it drag queen story time or whatever the hell it is? You know, oh, you can't do any background checks on those people. Why not? If you're going to be reading in front of 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 8-year-olds, I would like to know who this person is and whether or not they have some kind of sexual assault background in their past. Yeah, so this is the type of inclusivity that's quite all right. Otherwise, you're in deep trouble. So this is another disturbing story here. And it's something that I've brought up many, many times. And it is the notion of illegal immigration going in the direction that it has. Now, by me, not so far away from me, a very, 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 very big story about people finding sliced off limbs and heads throughout a park. Oh, yes. I wonder what kind of group could be doing something like that. Hello, MS-13. Nobody wants to say it. The police did a raid against the people that they think are the ones that did these horrendous crimes. Of course, they didn't release the names of these people because it's in New York and, you know, doesn't matter what the criminal's true race is. It will always be put down as white. Yes, look that up. That's a fun little jaunt in irony. So now we find out through a Freedom of Information Act request that the Biden administration has flown over the border around 320,000 illegal immigrants into the United States to alleviate the situation at the border. Yes, they are engaging in human trafficking and child trafficking, and more than likely by implication, sex trafficking. Now, for all of you out there that would like to know, what's an average amount of people on a flight? Around 200 people go on a flight, right? So 200 people on average, and they brought in 320,000 people. How many flights has this government been responsible for? They've essentially chartered around 1,600 flights. How much have they been paying these airlines to do this kind of, I'll say it, seditious acts? Because you can't just fly these people in. They're not doing any vetting. It doesn't matter if they've got a criminal record. It doesn't matter if they've got infectious diseases. It doesn't matter if they do or do not have any kind of children with them that don't belong to them that they are going to be selling once they land in the United States. And nobody knows which airports these flights have gone to. That's another little hidden effort. Now, this is not necessarily a new story, but it's gaining traction again. And I will tell you why in a second. Customs and Border Protection had initially refused to disclose this information about the flights, which use a cell phone app, CBP1, under these legally dubious parole programs. Aliens who cannot legally enter the country use the CBP1 app to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. The parole program allows for a 2-year period of legal status during which adults are eligible for work authorizations. That's right. They can come right into the United States, criminal, doesn't matter what your background is, and steal jobs from Americans. How on God's green earth can Biden say that he wants to be reelected? How can the Democrats run on this policy and say it's a good idea? How on earth can they do something like this? And what's even worse is you've got more and more of these ridiculous policies coming from the Biden administration. They don't want voter ID. Well, why wouldn't they want that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because they intend for all of these illegals to be voting in the next election because they know that they can't beat Donald Trump. So they have to cheat, especially after the Supreme Court said, you people are nuts and you've got to stop. 9-0. Sorry, you cannot remove Trump from the ballot. Ain't gonna happen, so just cut it out. But here's another little tidbit of information. This whole idea of the policy and the legislation they're trying to ram through, which is the Right to Serve Act, Courage to Serve Act, excuse me, which is where the United States military is allowing all of these migrants to enlist so that they could go off to foreign lands and die for the flag. And if they survive their tours of duty, then they can be a citizen of the United States and come back. Well, here's the real problem, and I mentioned this when this story first broke, is that you've got a whole bunch of people that are not loyal to America. They are loyal to Joseph Biden, and they've said it time and time again. I don't know how they can be loyal to a decrepit dotard, a mental invalid, but here we are. So if you've got that kind of mindset in your armed forces, don't think for a second that they would not be turned on American citizens because they do not care about you. They don't. They don't care about you. They care about the person. They care about the Biden administration. And do not think for a second that they won't unleash these people throughout the United States during the summer, just like they unleashed all of the criminals, remember this, back in 2020. Oh, it had to do with COVID because the disease is running rampant all throughout the prisons. So we're just going to unlock all the prisons and let everybody loose. And then what did we have? We have a Democrat summer of love and where cities were burned down. And oh, I don't see any problem here. Oh, I don't see any. There's no criminals to arrest. Meanwhile, the whole place is on fire, looting, shootings, everything that you can think of. That's not a problem. Well, the same thing is happening here. These criminals have been released. And yes, there is a decent amount of criminals. These prisons have been unloaded in these countries. And they've sent those people here to the United States. Why? Many of the reasons I've just mentioned. Colonel Douglas McGregor has been making the rounds. It's from the Daily Mail. And he outlines the same kind of problem. The U.S. military is falling short of its recruitment numbers by 41,000 people. And he told Tucker Carlson that the Courage to Serve bill is a plan to find people with no connection to the Americans, arming them and sending them out to oppress us. None of these people are Americans. We know from having interviewed them that they have no aspirations to become Americans. And what they really aspire to is to get into the consumption machine, get the ticket of entry, the free check, the free phone, the free transportation tickets, the free food, the free medical care. And that is the biggest problem we see here. It is going to be a major, major disaster to have this kind of policy enacted here, because as I've said, as Douglas McGregor has picked up on, because I'm so brilliant, that these people do not have loyalty to us. They don't care, and it is only going to be a self-serving effort on their parts and the part of the Biden administration. Okay, this is what I'm going to leave you with. Geese Death Star, we've all heard about these Texas fires going on. And we've all seen the mainstream headlines. Oh, all of this farmland has gone up in smoke. All of the cattle has been driven from the land. No place to farm, no place to feed cattle. What's going on here? This is just another example of a food processing area being destroyed. Remember all those stories we heard about how various food processing plants suffer from explosions, random destruction, fires that just pop out, and we all know why. It's probably because to enact some kind of new style of food, such as bugs from the World Economic Forum, or Bill Gates's bizarre fleshy meat that comes from nothing. I mean, it's extremely disturbing. However, Dr. Joseph Farrell has pointed out to us quite brilliantly that there's something else in that Texas panhandle area that is extremely important, not only just for beef. It is the Pantex plant. And what is the Pantex plant all about? It is the assembly and disassembly plant for America's nuclear arsenal. That is extremely important because now we have got a fire that just comes up out of nowhere. And that fire just happens to be in the same place where the United States maintains its nuclear arsenal. That, out of all places in the United States, is quite a coincidence, don't you think? Well, not so fast. Putin, over the past week, has made it very clear that we have weapons. Russia has weapons that can hit any one of the nations that are causing wars in the Ukraine and causing more problems and not stopping it. And we also find out, thanks to, Myanmar? I think it was. One of the defense people over there, I think it was Myanmar, or it could have been the Philippines. I wish I had it in front of me. They came out and said the United States has used F-35s, you know, the fifth generation stealth fighters, in the Ukraine to target Russian military installations. Well, that is a red line for Putin. He said, essentially, that if American weapons are used, if NATO weapons are used by NATO operators, then that is essentially a declaration of war, and we will act accordingly. And all of this rhetoric about nuclear weapons and so on and so forth, what this sounds like to me is Russia sending a message. It sounds like if you really want to play games, then we have ways that we can play games. And we have ways to make it look like an accident, like a wildfire at the Pantex plant. That is my humble opinion. And that is it for me. This is Chris Michaels for the Last Call Podcast. You know what to do. Like me, find me, share me wherever you go. And don't forget to be a beautiful, lovable fuzzball capable of critical thought, regaling everyone in your community with how intellectual you are moving forward. Okay, I'll be back as always tomorrow and the day after. That's it. I'm done.